You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome all you listeners, no matter where you are, on the internet. Maybe you're down at the band shell right now. Maybe you're listening to this. So that's where we're at, right here on the band shell here in Stuart, Florida with this Bible marathon. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and we're Raising the Standard, as the program is called. We want to see the body of Christ raised to a new dimension in the things of the Spirit. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. And so we're honored to be here with you. And so we got a couple of guests here with us. Might have a third person come in. So I'm going to let my wife say what she's got to say here now.
Blessings. It's so good to be with you all. And you were also on the internet, so if you're driving down the car, driving down the highway, you can listen to us again on WCNO.com on the internet. So praise God for that as it goes around the world. Well, this is our 15th annual Bible reading marathon here in Martin County in Stuart, Florida, with our proclamations from the city and from the county, 15 years. You know, the Bible says that His word will not return void.
That's right.
And we're right here at the band shell, and we need more readers. We need readers this afternoon. We have a lot of time in the afternoon and actually a lot of time during the night. And tomorrow, we'll be here tomorrow and also part of Sunday morning. So we'd love to have you come. Some people have come from Fort Lauderdale already, some from Palm Beach, some from as far as Vero Beach. But anyway, so we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey over on Andros Island, who normally come here just for this Bible marathon, but they're building the temple of God at this time, so we praise God for them. And I want to mention that we will resume services next week. On Friday night, we have Shabbat at 7 p.m., and we have a Bible school on Saturday at 4 p.m., and we have dinner and close out our Shabbat. That's every Saturday. And then we have our normal Sunday morning service where we come to worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is what? The spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19:10. So I believe we're in Psalms now. Aren't we reading in Psalms out there?
Yes.
We were in Chronicles, Second Chronicles.
Oh, Second Chronicles. Okay,
yeah,
Wrapping up Second Chronicles.
Yes.
Well, we do have some guests with us here that have read for a long time. And we're going to have, the program's going to be a little bit different. They're going to be able to share what the Lord has spoken to them about this Bible marathon. Some have done it for a long, long time. And so I'm just going to read, I want to give the telephone number, and I want to thank you all for blessing this radio program, Raising the Standard. And we know the Raising the Standard is what? It's God's Word. God's Word is the standard. And so actually tonight, Saturday, we're now in the book of the New Testament. We'll be in the New Testament coming Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon.
Which, of course, Saturday is when this broadcast is on. Amen. So our telephone number here in Stuart, Florida, if you would like to come down or if you'd like to know how to get to the church, it's area code 772-285-7007. It's area code 772-285-7007. It is really hot this weekend. So we're normally outside, and if you've listened to us before at this time where there's a lot of noise and you can hear the reading, but we happened to have moved into a little rec room where there's some air conditioning because we need an outlet to do this radio broadcast. So praise God. I'm going to open with this psalm, which is what this Bible marathon is based upon. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So this is the word of God that's going forth from Martin County for the 15th annual year. And the Lord said prophetically that this would be, because this happened 2001 when the towers came down. Right after that is when we had the first Bible marathon. And so for protection for our land against terrorism. So we are believing that that is, and many of you have heard us say this before, that we are facing Israel right now. We're facing Israel. And we didn't know that until after, when the first Bible marathon was in action, like the first day, the first night. And we're facing Jerusalem, and the word's going towards Jerusalem, so the breakers anointing is blessing back over America, and we believe that God is protecting us. But we do need to raise the standard in our nation, because things are getting
going the wrong way.
A lot of things are going the wrong way. It's getting worse and worse. But you know, we should be brighter and brighter and have more and more light coming from us. And we need to be bold. We need to speak out, and we need to speak the truth. We can't compromise what God's word says. A lot of people will want to compromise it. Churches will want to compromise it. But God, we can't. If we're really true Christians and we're really true believers in Jesus and believe in what God's word said, you know, his word hasn't changed from the very beginning, Genesis 1:1, all the way through the Bible. It does not change. God is God, and he says, I change not. So his word is holy. And he expects a holy people to raise a standard and to come to that, you know, he says, be perfect as I am perfect. Well, we're striving to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing. We can't compromise because of other people's thoughts and other people's feelings or other laws that happen to be made in our land. So we just thank the Lord that we can do this again this year, amen, and that we have, you know, he's given us the strength, amen. So we want to introduce Dave. Okay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, and this is your second or third reader.
Yes. Well, good afternoon to all those radio listeners out there. We appreciate you tuning in to this show. This is a very special week because of the reading through the Bible over several days. And I'm Dr. David Thompson. I'm the staff chaplain for the Sheriff's Office in St. Lucie County, and I've been there about 11 years, but I've been ministering in our community since 1980 in a lot of different venues, medical chaplain, pastor, directing counseling ministries, and doing recovery work. So it's just awesome to be here. Gene and Donna, we appreciate your labor of love, and we're just agreeing with you that there will be plenty of readers showing up. And it will finish strong because this is a God thing. I came all the way up from Fort Pierce. The Lord said, you make some time in your schedule to help Gene and Donna out. And I said, yes, Lord. So I'm honored and humbled to be here. And, you know, the reading of God's word says the entrance of God's word brings light. And we're proclaiming light to the heavenlies. And I truly believe that there's something very, very special about the treasure coast to God. And many people have prophesied for a long time that the Great Awakening that's going to take place in America is going to happen somewhere right along Gina Donna where we live. And I believe it's things like you're doing that it says our little is much in the hand of the Master. And I believe that, you know, I just had a little venue here, 15 minutes, but I was reading the Word of God. And I know, like you said, as you started the show, God's word will not return void. Will not return void. So I'm humbled and honored to be here, and been praying for y'all, and I'm God's pleased. God's pleased.
He hastens to perform his word.
Yes, he does.
And it's just pretty awesome that we get to find out we're facing Israel.
Yes.
Yes, wow, that is really special.
And tonight we're gonna, we have a map out here and we're gonna, of the world, and if we checked it out, and if you all can check it out, come down here and stay on this corner. This building that we're Banshell was built in 1948.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah,
that just speaks
boy.
To who have listened to us teach about Israel and what happened in 1948 became a nation.
Yes.
Yes, and they actually wanted to remove this building because they thought, well, it's so old, it's ancient. You know,
yep.
God's word, he says to return to the ancient past.
That's right.
And that means it's return to the holy walk, not just the old things or old
things. Yes.
Because God is new every day.
That's right.
But his word is set and it's firm and it's a foundation. And we know that the foundation is the rock, and Jesus Christ is the rock of the foundation, is the foundation stone. So as we're reading towards Jerusalem, we know that we're being blessed. And, as we drew this on the map, it went right from here, this area, right out to the water, to Israel, and you continue the line, goes right through the center of Afghanistan. And if you all remember,
wow.
It was going on in 2001.
Yes.
Then you know, because when God gives you prophetic word, you don't always know exactly what he's telling you, even the places he tells you to do things. Have we chosen some other place because of our mind? That's why we need to listen to the Lord and follow his directions. Like God told you,
that's right.
You've got a lot of things to do.
Yes.
You're like a busy man.
But I'm,
but
you know, Bill, that's right. Bill Hybels wrote a book called Too Busy Not to Pray.
That's good. Uh-huh.
And I was too busy not to come down here and read the Word of God.
And
I, yes, I'm.
You got a scripture you want to share?
I believe.
God made a way and you obey.
He did. And he gives grace. Every time he asks us to do something, he gives us a grace to do it. We're not religious people here. We're just, our steps are being ordered by God. But I believe that there's a very, we're in a new season. And one of the passages, it's really a kind of a proclamation of Israel. But we're spiritual Israel. In Isaiah 60, it says, "Arise and shine." Now, what I really like is in the Amplified, it says, "Get up out of the circumstances that have held you back and the depression that has, again, held us back." So when it says arise, I believe there are some people today that they've let their circumstances hold them back. They've let their mental health perhaps hold them back. And this depression could be a spiritual issue, not just a mental health issue. But we see here Isaiah saying, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." So I believe that what the world needs, we know, we have the answer.
Yes, we do.
And that's right. And God has said that there's a light that is coming upon his people, and he's sending us into venues where darkness is, and we can proclaim the light of God's word, like you're doing, Gina Donna. You're speaking the word of God into the heavenlies. And I was listening to a fellow on Sid Roth who said, there are angels that are just waiting to perform God's word as it's proclaimed.
That's
as
right.
It's declared. So I can only imagine the amount of angels that are being put to work as you're proclaiming God's word over these several days.
And you mentioned angels, and that's one of the things that the Lord prophesied to us even this past week and reconfirmed more than one prophecy, that there are angels stationed around here.
That's right.
And we're handing out, giving out frankincense and olive oil, the anointing oil that the Lord spoke us to give out, because we're priests and kings.
Yes.
And we should be praying for each other, and we should we shouldn't even anoint ourselves and our homes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because God's word is so powerful, to know that there's angels here and that we are actually messengers, and we are messengers. And
that's right.
Say, well, there's not a lot of people, but like you said, it's his word that's being
that's
declared.
Right.
Because every time we read his word, there's declarations and there's prophecies that we are reading and we're sending forth. We're reminding God.
Yes.
Even as the bow and the rainbow in the sky reminds him, we're reminding God of his promises. And when he said there was a breaker's anointing to protect our nation, that this breaker's anointing, as we're reading towards Israel, it's breaking back over us as a double blessing. And I want to introduce Nancy Anacek.
Yes.
You talk about people that were old.
Oh.
Maybe people that are weaker.
Yes.
We can all be weak, even if we're young. Some people that are really maybe strong in their body, but they may be weak in their spirit. But you know what? We need to be as strong in our spirit. Well, Nancy, I think you've been reading. Have you read every single year for the last 15 years?
No, I'm Nancy, and I haven't read every year, but
close to it.
Yeah, I have read a while, and I just am so impressed, and I feel so it's so very important to spread this word,
yes,
and to share it with the world,
that's right,
and to know that the Bible is here, the word is here, it gives us the light. And it sends forth strength,
yes,
and trust. And many times, as old as I am, we question certain things that we're doing. We always will. I mean, that's the nature of what we are. But God wants us to ask and remember that there is always a choice, and we must make we must make the right choice. As an infant, we are born with a right and a wrong. And as we grow up, if we are not careful, we will lose that choice because we have gone the wrong path. So we must look every day to the brightness and look for the Lord and the Word. And when He gives us the importance of what it is all about, here we are temporary. It's just a temporary life that we have. And we must let other people know that those that are in darkness, at different times perhaps they will rise above that, but we must share with one another, giving light and saying, it's a new day. Every day is a new day, and it can happen to you. Rise above the darkness.
That's right. Just like
and shine.
Said, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And there's always something that can be better than what you are. You just have to ask the Lord to guide you and give you that help.
Amen.
Amen.
This Treasure Coast, because the flags you see out there came out of three different counties, because we couldn't find a flag back in those back then when we were told to have 12 flags for the number of government.
Wow.
And they came out of this county and Indian County and Palm Beach County, which covers the Treasure Coast. This is the Treasure Coast. This is the treasure,
yes,
not God's treasure as well. Mm-hmm. So God's pulling these treasures out. You know, many prophetic words have gone forth from this place, and about each year has been different. But, God says that this year He's telling us to see Jesus in each other, see Jesus,
yes,
in His Word. As we're reading the Torah portions, as we're reading our Bible, we looked at, well, Jesus is on every single page. We need to,
right,
see Him, and we need to have, not just read a story, but have the revelation and have the understanding of what He's trying to teach us, because He teaches us through examples. But, you know, I was thinking, we're blessed here, because here we have 15 proclamations for 15 years from the county and the city. And we are on government property with the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm,
and the cross.
Praise
How many
God.
Places in the United States is that happening? You know, I think this is probably the only place that's ever done this for 15 years facing Jerusalem,
wow,
in this whole United States.
I pray
and
it only will never stop.
And
yes.
I pray it never stops too. And so this is, like you said, it may seem like a small thing, but in,
mm-hmm,
God, this is not a small thing. This is the most important thing that we could even do, even being pastors, or whatever we do, what you're doing coming down, because you're the church, we are all the church.
That's right.
We're coming together from all different areas and all different places, but we're coming together to what? To lift up His Word, lift up His
That's
holy
it.
Word. And so for us to be able to have, you know, they just removed the Ten Commandments from a place in Oklahoma,
sure,
and they're putting up statues of Satan, you know, worshipers, and they did it in Michigan, they've done it in Oklahoma. And you know, they're taking out the Ten Commandments and putting up evil things. But here we are. We are blessed. We've,
yes,
never had a problem, and I thank the Lord for our county, our county commissioners and our,
sure,
city commissioners to be able to be on government property and have the Ten Commandments, and that just shows that there's a holiness here. You know, there's a seriousness here, I believe.
I want to share one testimony. I'm going to have to leave, but I want to just talk about, some people may see this is a nice religious thing, you're reading through the Bible, isn't it good, you know, God bless those people. They don't understand the power that's in the Word of God. I was a medical chaplain for 15 years, and I've been with the Sheriff's Office 11. 20 years ago, I was a medical chaplain, and in one of the hospitals was a psych hospital. I had these two doctors call me over, and they go, "Chaplain, we need your help." Well, that doesn't happen very often, but the two doctors called me over and said, "What's the matter?" And they said, "We have a lady, we have given her enough sedatives, it should have put an elephant down, and she has not slept in 2 weeks." And they said, "We want you to talk to her." And I said, "Okay." And I'm getting excited because, you know, when all else fails, arise and thy light has come. And as I was talking with this lady, I'll just call her Rose, that wasn't her real name. I said, "Rose, what's the matter?" And she said, "Chaplain, I've been married 56 years and I just lost my husband." I said, "Oh, wow, I'm really sorry." She says, "Well, I just lost a son to AIDS. And I'm getting ready to lose my second son to the same disease." So here, she's losing her whole family, and she's just in torment, and she can't sleep. And I said, "All right, Lord, just jump in any time now. What do you want me to tell her?" He said, "David, I'm going to give you some scriptures that I want her to read, and you tell her if she'll read these, everything's going to be all right." So I got a pad out, and I wrote down, and they were all in the Psalms. And I gave it to her, and her eyes got as wide as saucers. She says, "I've never read the Bible in my whole life." Now, here she is, 80 years old, never read the Bible ever. And I said, "Just trust me, Rose. This will help." So I came back to see her the next day, and I said, "How was things, Rose?" She said, "Chaplain, I slept like a little lamb. I've had the best night's sleep in weeks." Exactly. Well, God did something for me, and I've been using that prescription since the mid-90s to give people who cannot sleep. I just had a young girl in the jail. I saw her getting a breathing treatment, and the compassion of God just stopped me, and I said, "Honey, what's the matter?" And she says, "Well, Chaplain, I've got some respiratory ailments," but she said, "It all goes back to a time when I was kidnapped in another state." And she said, "I don't have time, you know, to tell you, but Chaplain, ever since that kidnapping, I have these night terrors. It's like these demons come from whatever trauma she went through, and she says, and I can't sleep, so that's why I drink. I just drink so I can go to sleep." So right away I said, "You know what? I've got this prescription for sleep. It's from the Word of God, and I want to give it to you." And she says, "You know what? The one thing, I'm so thankful I'm here in the jail, is because the one thing that was missing in my life was God and the Bible. And I've started reading the Bible." You know, a lot of them go through the whole Bible, Gene, when they're there, because they've got a lot of time. I came back to see her the next day, and she said, "Chaplain, I'm sleeping fine." That's how powerful. I just wanted to share that, because somebody's reading it and driving by and saying, "Oh, those people are really special." But this is not a religious activity. This is a supernatural activity. And Jesus said, "The words I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. And we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So God bless you guys for what you're doing.
Thank you.
God is
Thank
pleased. You. And that knee is getting better in Jesus'
yes, it
name.
Is, it is. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, as
David promised we had sweet sleep, didn't he?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Amen. And what he said, you know, it takes 90 hours to read the entire Bible, which is day and night from Wednesday till Sunday, to finish Sunday. But you that are listening, you need to read your Bible every day. Every day, it's bread, it's life, and it gives you sweet sleep, like he said. So we all need to read our Bible, and we need to pray and read, and the Bible says to pray and meditate and think about those things as you're reading your Bible. You know, take that time. You have the time. We have to make time. You know, the enemy the devil doesn't want us to read God's word. He would like to keep us in confusion and keep us, you know, all having problems and things like that. But the word brings us peace. Jesus is our Prince of Peace.
Amen.
And so it's important not just to do this. You know, we need to read our Bible every single day.
Let's read something in the scripture that we can look at. It's in Nehemiah. And I share this with the commissioners every year. And chapter 7 is really long, but the last verse is verse 73, and it says, "So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel dwelt in their cities, and when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities." Well, the seventh month on the Jewish calendar is called Tishri, And you'll find out the next verse, the day that they begin to read was on a point in time called Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets. So mm-hmm. look, now go into chapter 8. He said, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. This is after all their trouble, 70 years of captivity. And when they first came back, this is what happened. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with an understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. This was Tishri 1. This would be Trumpets. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Isn't that amazing? So he actually had a wood a podium they made, and just like we have out there, and they started reading the Bible.
Right.
Thought I'd share. He didn't share something out of the Word. Yeah.
Amen. One time I thought they read the whole Torah, but then I was looking to see how long it takes to read the whole Torah, which is the
That's right. It takes longer than 6 hours.
Maybe they read the whole book of Deuteronomy.
They started in one day. Maybe they finished it the next day.
But anyways, praise God. God's Word is life. It gives us life. Well, I'm going to introduce Margie Swaney. And I just want to ask you, Margie, what does the Bible Marathon mean to you? And what is the Lord showing you? Is He showing you something special this year?
Yes. This year's theme is face to face, and as Pastor Donna has shared, that it's showing us to seek His face and to see what He has for us in this new year. So I just thank the Lord for that, to seek Him out, to truly go before Him in prayer and seek His holiness. Because that is what raising the standard is about. It's just not the mundane going to church every week and going home and being in the world. It's seeking His face and reading His word. And by reading the Torah, you learn the order, His perfect order of how to be a Christian. So I thank Him for His word.
So we can see Jesus in the first covenant?
Yes, in the first, on every page, Jesus is there. The Father and the Son are one. So whatever the Father does, the Jesus is right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. No.
Well, we have another a brother with us that has you've read a few times, and this is a Coach Tony Bishop. What is the Lord showing you about this Bible Marathon, or what has He been speaking to you about?
And what you're doing, your ministry.
What's going on, you know, at this time?
Well, you know, it's just, it's sad that we, in America especially, take for granted the privilege that God gives us through His Word. And for those of us who would endeavor to seek Him diligently, it's never in vain, because we experience His power, and yet we are so undisciplined, if you will. We're so lazy, and you know, the Bible says, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." And
Amen.
And as we read the Word, as we meditate on the Word, wow! I mean, it's amazing when we can just quieten ourselves and get into the presence of the Lord and to read and to meditate on His Word, and we can really truly taste and see that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly far more than we could ever ask, think, hope, or imagine. And so there's just something especially I find invigorating and uplifting whenever I come to the Bible Marathon, and I've done this several times now. It's just something that's so special about it, to be reading, knowing that God's Word will not return void. And I leave after reading wanting to stay and read that much more. And I feel a tremendous uplift as a result of being able to do this. What a privilege it is.
Amen.
Coach has got scripture on his shirt there, Luke 9:62. I'm going to read this. Jesus said unto him, "No man, having put put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That's a tremendous verse, isn't it? Huh? Mm. Once we come, we need to continue on, don't we?
Yes, we do.
962.
Praise God. Well, you know, I think when you mention that, I think about it. It's not just a pastor, you or Pastor Gene or somebody standing up there at the pulpit like Nehemiah did. It's God's people like Nancy and Margie and all the hundreds of people that come
to read,
some of them come all the time and some come and they feel like they can't do it. They feel like, you know, I'm not worthy enough. But, you know, people don't understand how important God's word is, that they are worthy. God makes us worthy. It's his righteousness within us. And so it's really a challenge for some people, especially the first time, because they go up there and they're speaking over a microphone.
They're afraid.
I remember the first time I ever spoke over a microphone. You know,
yeah, I remember that.
You can hear it. The sound system is going throughout this area where we're at, you know. And so here we are. People are coming. You may have somebody who's got a real, I think a sister, Pastor Sister Hutchinson, she blurts as she prays and you can just hear her, and some people get going, you know. And
she
then
does.
You've got the soft voices, you have all sorts of variety, but you know, it's God's work.
Yes.
No matter how louder somebody is or how soft they are, if you just listen. And then people come and they gather around. Sometimes people only see each other when they come here because there are people who have come from the Bible Marathon. And then they gather around out in the field, and you know, then sometimes we have to say, okay, we need to get quiet, you know, because it's holy. This is a holy thing, and this is holy ground.
Yes.
But you know, like Nancy said, we're just people, and sometimes we get excited about talking to somebody else. We had a gentleman last night who came up here. He got lost. He came from...
Arthur was his name.
Arthur. Hi, Arthur. He's probably
He might be listening, right.
I'm sure he's listening. But he came from Boca.
Right.
And I gave him directions.
From Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach, okay. Yeah. And he got lost, and we tried to direct him here, and finally Pastor Gene went and brought him back here. He followed Pastor Gene back here. And he was so blessed, but when he heard us speaking last week, he says, I have to go. And I could feel in his voice that he was just, I could just feel that drawing. You know how you just sense that anointing and everything. And so, you know, he even though he had problems getting here, he left 2 hours early. Praise God, took him in. Probably an hour and a half.
He stayed here till 11:30 last night.
He came and he was, that's just talking about like the other gentleman. So we give our time, whatever. If God tells us to do something, we can't say, well, I don't think I can do it, you know, my schedule, da, 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 da. But, you know, God always makes room. If he wants us to do something, he brought Nancy here. And I know sometimes it's not as easy to, when you're older, to get up, get dressed and drive. And we have another lady that's 95 years old who wants to come. And she may come. And so, you know, it's just, it's so important.
It's ageless is what it is.
It's
doesn't
so
matter.
Important to hear the church, to hear the body of Christ reading. We had a young girl read last night, and Debbie, and she was hurt. I don't know how long she knew the Lord, but prayed over her and anointed her. And she really didn't want to read, but her pastor encouraged her. She said, well, you two go up there and be together and take turns reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did, you know. And so, and then I prayed with her, and you could just see the excitement, you know. But that's taking that step.
That's right.
You know, she was 17 years old, and so taking that step. And we need to raise up our children. The Bible says, raise up the children, raise them up the way they should go. You know, they won't depart from that. So and God's word is the only truth. It's the only
truth. If you take the first step with the Lord, the other steps of journey that we have until the end will seem so easy.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman here came real early this morning when I got here about 6 o'clock or a little after, and he drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale. And he's been here, I think, 2 or 3 years in a row.
Fantastic.
And he's going to come back and read again.
And that's
from Fort Lauderdale.
Say hello to him?
Yeah. I can't remember his first name.
So we got
so many names to try to remember, but he'll know.
I know who it is, but I will.
And he read so well, too, well, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, praise God.
And he had to leave from here and drive all the way back to go to work.
That's 90 miles.
That's right.
It's 90 miles. That's an hour and a half at least.
He said, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Okay,
go ahead, Margie.
And then we got Dr. Julie Bjornson here with us.
Yes, as Pastor Donna was talking about the people gathering, the Lord had quickened me, is that the Lord purposely is, this is the Lord's doing, these Bible marathons, and he's giving us an opportunity. He's creating this atmosphere for people to come for salvation, healing,
okay.
To be, yes, to be prayed for. And the Lord is gathering denominations. And when we go to heaven, there's only going to be one. There's only going to be one, and it's going to be Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he's bringing the denominations together and letting us fellowship and pray all together. This is what he delights in. So I thank the Lord for that.
You know, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know, he will bring those things together, because we do have a common ground, and the common ground is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he would be Lord, and he would be Savior. I just thought of the name as Renee. Hello, Renee.
Yeah, I apologize to you, Renee.
Bless you. Well, Dr. Julie Bjornson is with us. So what do you have to say? She's been with us from the very, very beginning.
First one.
Very first Bible marathon.
Yes.
And she's been here all night.
I'm delighted that we have warm weather, no rain, mud. It's been delightful. But this has been delightful. It's been very peaceful, and it's just wonderful that the word is going forth like a two-edged sword. The Lord is in every single word that's said from the word of God. I got involved when I found out how important the word was in my life. I grew up as a traditional Christian that never read the Bible. And when I started finding out that who Jesus was through the Bible and not just what I was told, I just hungered for more and more. And then I said, well, the Jesus that's here isn't kind of what they're talking about. And I found out that we need to stick with the foundation. The word is a lamp to our feet. And we need to have that lamp. We need to have that true foundation that has not been changed and adulterated because we're in an intellectual society. Well, I don't understand that, so I'm just going to change it here, and I'm just going to rewrite it there. We can't rewrite the Word of God. It has to be the non-copyrighted Word of God. Every time it's copyrighted, somebody owns it. We cannot own God's Word. I am just so passionate about that. All the copyrighted Bibles have a different Greek text, a different Jesus. It's bringing in a message that is not from the Lord God Almighty.
It's not complete.
It is not complete. Thank you. And we need to get away from that Westcott and Hort, because you have a copyright, you'll get sued for exceeding copyright laws. So when we ask for Bibles to be sent over so we could send them overseas, we ask for the uncopyrighted ones so they can be reprinted and nobody can take it away from them. And it's so, so important. They're trying to change our Constitution, the foundation that was based on the Word of God, the uncopyrighted Word of God that built our nation, will restore our nation. We need Bible marathons across the United States right now. We need our nation to be turned back to God, to glorify our God, to raise up Jesus as Lord, to bring the Word of God back into our hearts and our homes and our churches and our families and our schools. We need that foundation again.
Amen. I will in just a second. But she mentioned the copyrights.
Right.
See, every time you want people to redo the Bible or they change it, of course they want to change it to make it so it'll fit their gender, right?
Well, that's New Age doctrine, which is gender equality.
And so every time they all have to be copyrighted. So, but the King James Bible, the original King James Bible.
You authorized.
You can go and Xerox it. If it's just plain, there's no commentaries in it, nothing. It's just God's word. You know, and people look to men and what man might say and how they might explain a scripture. Well, they might be right and they might be wrong. I love Dake's Bible, but everything that's in Dake's Bible, I don't believe it is according to God's word. So what we really need to do is you're praying and you're reading your Bible, and if you're reading the King James Version Bible, and it's not difficult, it's fifth grade level. Now that you brought this up, I'm going to mention
good.
It's fifth grade level.
One and two syllable words.
And sure, there's ye and thee, but you know, are those words difficult to understand? Some people say, well, I'm going to rewrite the Bible and take all the ye's out. Well, how hard is ye? Y-E. It just means you all. when you see the word ye in the Bible, in the King James Bible, it's just, it's speaking to everyone. When you see the word you, it's speaking to an individual or a certain group that are there listening at a time. So, but ye, when they said ye, it means everyone. So why change that? It's good. It clarifies who's God speaking to.
Right.
And so, and other words, they're not that difficult. And it's, you know, you can pick up a dictionary and look it up. You know, we taught this King James Bible to children, third, fourth, fifth graders. So like I said, fifth grade level. And you explain a word. You give them a definition. You know, if you're an adult and you say, I can't, we've had a pastors come here and say, I can't read that Bible. It's too, you know, I don't understand it. Well, you know, it's too difficult because they've gotten caught up in the lie. See, that's what the devil wants to do. The enemy wants to get us deceived and confused and caught up into the lie and think that we can't understand the King James Bible. But we can. And like she was saying, it's the Masoretic text.
In the Old Testament, it's a Masoretic
text.
The New Testament is what? Right. The Textus Receptus, or the Majority Text is called.
Right. So we're not going to get into all that. But
can I give a couple examples? Because sometimes people don't understand that it can be, the word can be taken away. It says, Satan cometh to take away the word. Like in Luke 4:4, it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. But in the copyrighted versions, it's saying, man shall not live on bread alone. Yeah. Something's missing.
Where's the every word of God?
Yep. Here's another one. Is it salvation by work or by faith in Jesus Christ? Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. The new versions, that's Mark 10:24. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. So is your salvation by works or by faith? You need to know which version you're in because the doctrines are being changed. People say the stories are easier to read. It's not about stories. It's about what you believe and who you believe.
Truth.
Yeah, one of the most important verses is in John chapter 3 when Jesus talked to Nicodemus and he didn't understand about being born again. And he finally told him, he says, and these other Bibles say, they say, you must be born again. In fact, I'm going to read it. I want to read it directly so we don't miss it. I want to quote it directly.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a very important verse that's been robbed from the church.
While you're looking for
here
that.
Here it is.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read verse 5. Jesus answered, said to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, capital S, is small, that's human spirit. And he says this, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Okay? Now the other Bibles will say this, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. That's an individual person. The text with the translator saw this, Jesus says, marvel not that I said unto thee, he was talking to Nicodemus, and then he changes it. Ye means you all must be born again to see the kingdom of God. That's important, and they've ruined that one verse.
So it's, you know, because we must all be born again to see the kingdom of God.
Right.
This young girl that was here says, oh, I was brought up in my parents all my life I've been a Christian. And I said, but have you asked Jesus into your life? Is he your Savior, and is he your Lord? Because once he's your Savior, then, you know, he must be our Lord. Because there's a difference between Savior and Lord. Lord is, you're gonna follow the Lord, and you're gonna obey him, you're gonna do what he says, you're gonna follow what the Spirit of God speaks to you. Okay, Tony, you have something?
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. You've got a marvelous ministry. You want to know that.
Well, I'm just privileged to know that God will use even the jawbone of a jackass. And sometimes I feel like I'm the whole enchilada, if you will. God is calling all of us to a service. He calls us to worship, which is part of service, and he calls us to go into the world, our world, and to be an influence, not for status or anything of our own, but to really to glorify and to honor him. And I'm just really privileged. I'm known as Coach. I'm privileged to be able to go to a high school, and I've been serving as a coach there for a number of years, and I'm also privileged to go to serve as an athletic coach at South Fork High School, and I'm also privileged to be at Spectrum which is an alternative school just down the street from here, actually, almost walking distance. And a lot of those kids are kids who are just like any other kid, not just in America, but throughout the world. They need direction. They need coaching. They need to be, as a coach challenges, he influences, he encourages. What an awesome responsibility that I'm privileged to have. Mm-hmm. And I do also this work over in Fort Myers at a couple of schools that are alternative schools as well. So I'm in and out a lot, and I keep a very busy schedule. But I know that, but by the grace of God, there go I. And I'm just amazed as to how I run into a lot of these students that I work with, and it saddens me to think that very few of them seem to have any church background or any church influence, if you will. Many of them may go to church, but they're not being challenged spiritually, and it's heartbreaking. And I tell people I have one of the largest youth groups in all of Martin County. We have a fellowship group that meets on Friday before school, and it's primarily student-led. It's sponsored by teachers and coaches and administrators, but it's so refreshing to meet in the gym and you find 100-some kids there on a given Friday. And it's not just at my school, it's at a couple of the other schools as well. And it's just so exciting to hear these young people sharing the reason for the hope that they have and wanting to know more about God, yeah, and to sharing their testimony with their testimonies with fellow students and teachers and administrators. And we need to be about the Lord's business, not building churches and not building ministries and all of those other things that presumably appear to be wonderful deeds, but we need to be about winning souls for Christ. And we do so by living as best as we know how, so that, as the scripture says, that always be willing to give a reason for the hope that you have. And there are a lot of people that I encounter on a daily basis, and I'm sure that we all do, but we have to seize the opportunities and understand that those opportunities are there, that people are wanting to know. They're wanting to know the truth. And Jesus says that we are to be the light of the world, and we're not to hide our light underneath a bushel, but we're to put it upon the mountaintop and let it shine. And what a privilege, what an opportunity. I'm just thankful that God would choose me, even me, to do such a great work, and understanding that apart from him, I can do nothing. That's and right. Apart from him, I am but filthy rags. And so right. I'm just thankful. And I would just ask that you would pray for me. Pray for the likes of those that are on the front lines, because right. we're actually going into enemy's territories. Okay. And without prayer, without putting on the full armor of God right. on a daily basis, without continuously staying in the Word, we will fail, because we can get so caught up in ourselves and what we're doing. But apart from us, apart from the Lord, we can do absolutely nothing. So I'm just thankful for this Bible marathon, and I'm thankful for your faithfulness as I've seen you over the years and what you're doing. And you're an inspiration to me, and I drop in on your services whenever I can, which isn't very often, but I always walk away feeling blessed, because I know the fact that God's word is going forward. The brethren, the sisterin, if you will, are being encouraged in the faith. And that motivates me to want to do more for the Lord. So thank you.
Amen. Well, you know, as I was listening to you, I think that, you know, the children, we're talking about, there's a whole generation of children that are lost, and a whole generation of children whose parents have never taken them, even gone into a church, you know. building or taking their children to Sunday school or to school or to church at all. But so we have a whole generation of people, and there's so many voices out there of the world and of the enemy, the devil, New Age. There's so many voices, and so there's so much confusion. Even when they go into high school or college, they're taught so many things that are against God that they don't know what they believe anymore. And so we must be out there. And, you know, I'm thinking about the five of us or six of us that are sitting here around this table. We all have different calls. But, you know, we all have the same anointing. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we have within us. We have the Spirit of God within us. And so God has called us all to do a work. But it's not by our strength. It's not by our flesh. It doesn't matter how young we are. You could, a three-year-old can bring someone to the Lord if they're trained and taught up the right way. A five-year-old can speak a prophetic word. You know, if we've seen it happen with many children. So it doesn't matter what our age is, but we all have a calling, and we can all do something at different stages. Like the gentleman talked about, well, this stage of my life I'm doing this stage of my life I'm doing something else. But we go through stages of our life which God calls us to do things. As long as we have breath, I say, as long as I have breath. You know, I don't even have to be able to move around. Maybe there's somebody that's in a wheelchair who's listening and say, well, I just can't get around. I can't come down there. You can pray. You know, there's people that are calling us from North Carolina, from different places of Texas, yeah, that are calling and wanting to read the Bible. And we they got their cell phone, and they call my cell phone, and I pulled my cell phone right up to the microphone, and they're reading here and joining in. It doesn't matter where you're at, you know. But I want to...
You can't
hold back the word of God. And so when people put limitations on themselves because of their health or because of their age or because of one thing or another, their time. So many people just don't, they say they don't have time. Well, you know what? That's because God is not first in their life. When we make God first in our life, then he'll give us the time to do the things that we're supposed to do. But I want to read here what it says over here in Ephesians, because everyone, you know, there might be someone in a nursing home who can't get over here. But they can pray. It says here in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. So he's talking about being strong in the Lord, not in your own flesh, because our flesh has nothing. Like you said, we're just dirt. We're, you know, God has given us a time in our life, and sometimes we're stronger than other times. As we get older, our muscles aren't as strong. That's a natural thing. But he says, he's not talking about muscles. He's not talking about your physical strength. He's talking about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, it's not my power. It's not your power. It's the power of God. It's the power of God and his might. And he says to put on the whole armor of God. And he tells us what it is. That ye, that means ye, means you all, may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil is out there. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It tells us that in John 10:10. And verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now we're talking about different types of darkness, different levels of darkness, and against spiritual wickedness. See, there's spiritual wickedness that's trying to steal the children away. You meant telling them lies about different things. A spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're talking about, this verse 12 is talking about the demonic realm and how it's the principalities and how they're trying to pull people away from God. And verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. We got to put on the whole armor of God, and we have to leave it on. We don't take it off. That ye, you all, may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, we know there's evil all around us. Look at the laws that are being changed in our land right now. But we got to stand for righteousness. We got to stand on what God said. God said one man, one woman. He didn't say anything else. Okay. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. See, this is the truth. We can't say, like you said, the Constitution, the truth is God's word. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. We need to be in right standard with God. We have to be in agreement with the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Breastplate of righteousness. Let me see where I'm at. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Go about, have peace. You've got the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. This is the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God. See, we got to speak the Word of God. praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So we pray for each other. That is some people that are gonna, we may never know what they're doing. They may be in that secret place praying for Pastor Gene, lifting us up, lifting you up. And so we are called to pray. We're all called to pray for each other because we're one body. Amen. So I just wanted to read that. And so he says, so we need to pray for each other. Yes. Did you have something to say, Tony?
I was just going to, again, comment on the fact that we need to keep our eyes focused on what is of the Lord.
Amen.
It's not to build churches. Amen. It's not to build ministries. And all of those other things that are presumably good, but the call is to fulfill the Great Commission.
Amen.
And we are to go and present the gospel. And I like what St. Francis of Assisi, I think, said, preach the gospel, and whenever possible, use words. But we need to understand that we are called. God is calling. He is calling the church.
The church.
We are the church. He's calling us to rise up and to go and proclaim the good news and to do so without compromise.
And I want to mention, we're giving away anointing oil because we are priests and kings. And you're listening to us, you are a priest and you're a king, and you are to do that. And we just thank the Lord. And if you're listening and you have never asked the Lord to come into your heart, I'd ask you to pray this prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And you know, you can give us a call, you can talk to us, we'd be glad to help you in your Bible, get you a Bible. But just ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he'll make all things new. He will make all things new.
Thank you,
Lord. So we just want to thank you for listening. We want to thank you for keeping us in prayer. If you can come down here, come on down. Give us a call. The phone number is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we just bless you and we thank you.
So to close this program, Lord, we thank you for the guests that we had here, and we know that your word is so powerful and it'll never return void. And so we thank you so much. So as we close this program, we ask that the hearers will have a blessing upon their life. They'll get into the word of God and study and realize the depth that's there for all of us to see what you want. Let us all be Bereans to search the scriptures to see if these things really be so. And so we just release that to you. And so we tell you every week as we close this program to look up, all you that's on the listening on the radio, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Doug?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath, peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.